Yeah, it turns out your mom's a pervert, smacking the dudes on the ass. Be like, I can't live like this, man.
Or she shows up and everybody knows her name and you get her order.
What's going on?
Mildred, hey!
Scratch. So are you guys, like, hooked on the Killdozer as much as I am? I'm 100% Killdozer.
Nope.
I just watched that first one you sent.
Oh, my God.
He killed himself afterwards.
He killed. Dude, it was designed to kill himself.
Pussy.
Right, it said he couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, that was it. He sealed it. Imagine if you could get in your coffin and you're just like, all right, I know I'm cashing out when this is over, but on my way out, every motherfucker I think did me wrong, I'm just going to dump truck their shit.
That's crazy. They said it was like 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. He did $7 million in damage. And like, as far as like this tank that this dude made, it was no like redneck, like put together bullshit. Like this dude built himself like legit armored vehicle. Like they were hitting it with armored piercing rounds and it wasn't doing shit.
I like how they said people like came into his shop and like didn't even bat an eye.
I watched a show with an eyewitness. He's like, I'd been in there several times. I had no clue he was built a good tank. He's like, but you have to understand that this was a very big building.
Still.
Yeah.
A freaking tank.
I just love that he had a winch lower it onto him. And as it came down, that's what happened. It unclasped and he just drove right out the wall.
I don't know, man. That's, you got to be done wrong a lot for that to happen.
He got screwed over pretty good.
Yeah.
And he flipped out too. I don't know if I mentioned that. Because like it gets like kind of Jesus-y at one point where he thinks that God clouded the judgment or clouded the minds of the people who came into his shop, and that's how he was able to get away with fabricating it. There's a legitimate 2 hours and 44 minutes of this guy's audio tapes, which he left behind.
Yeah, but why was he so pissed off?
All right, he moved into this town of like Granby, Colorado. He was like 40 when he moved in. Single guy, no kids. He started a muffler shop on like the edge of town. Industrious guy, ended up, you know, people said he was a little weird, but at the same time, like he was very like on the ball, took care of everybody, did what he said he was going to do. Good yep. work. Next to him, the zoning commission approved a cement plant. So this cement plant probably had a lot of money and probably spent it around in this town. So literally they cut off this guy's right of way to get into his business. So he couldn't get cars in and out. So he had no way to make any money. And then at the same time, while he was cut off, he went and he bought all these machines because he went to the zoning commission. He's like, oh, I'll just put a road in on the other side. You win. You know, I don't want to. It's nice that we had the cement plant. And this is a very pro him stance right now because I haven't had time to research the other side of it. But, you know, let me build this. I'll build it myself. You know, he bought all these machines. He was just going to pave the road himself, pull it in. The zoning turned him down. And then while the unbeknownst to him, while the cement plant was being built, they cut through his sewer line. And while he was in the hearing and they turned him down for whatever, for not being able to put the road in, they whacked him with a fine because he didn't have sewer hooked up to it. And it just seemed like this dude, like, it seemed like this cement plant came into town, had money, paid off all the officials, and basically he was the one left holding the bag.
Yeah.
So to say, like, they had no problem, you know, guy that had no ties to town, they had no problem kind of blackballing him.
Makes me wonder if behind closed doors they were like, well, let's just, you know, we can screw this one guy over. He's not going to do anything.
Well, at that point, who's going to go to the cement plant? Like, if it's really, like, it's a big building, if it's really business, yeah. And they're really, you know, who knows who's, you know, Uncle Grandpa had started that business.
So instead of moving shop, he just built a tank.
Well, like I said, at that point, I think he was just so defeated that he snapped. Because like I said, there's like 3 hours of his ramblings. And some of them, it seemed like a pretty coherent guy. Like he was able to fabricate this, so he wasn't like bat turds crazy. But I can't get over it. Like how great was it when he just bust through the first building? Like right. That had to be great for him. Like, yeah. Because if you look at his like path of destruction, he hit the bank, He hit the town hall. He hit the police. The former mayor's house. The former mayor's house, he screwed up. Like, there was nothing left. But, like, just destructed the whole town. Like I said, in seven minutes.
It's like a 7 minute. I think I just would have moved shop.
Or no, $7 million worth of damage in 2 hours.
2 hours. I think I just would have moved shop and not built a tank.
You don't know anybody.
That's playing it safe.
How do you know? I know one person.
All right, yeah, I do too.
We all know one person.
I want to get in on this, although you guys started really quickly. For one moment, Ryan was busy, and all of a sudden, bam, you're freaking rolling with the damn show.
So I'm busy, so you decided to take a trip to the 7-Eleven, huh?
No, not really. I actually, let's leave that to the side. You don't want to get under my skin right now, okay?
Uh-oh. I kind of do now.
Someone's got his Cuban.
No, seriously, you do not want to get under my skin.
Are we
under
talking like foreskin here, or
under your scales? What was that? Your, huh?
No, I was up on the roof. It was horrible. Up on the roof.
Oh, I have 5 minutes. I think I'll get on the roof.
You know what I could do quick? Reshingle.
Well, no, if Ryan's busy,
we go get the ladder.
I mean, come on. Well, look, I just wanted to say what that guy did was barbaric, was savage, and that's what local government or government in general, when they have the power to destroy and freaking box in a person, those are the type of things that happen. And I love that you shared that, and that the guy said, or somebody said, what's the quote? Reasonable people sometimes do unreasonable things. What was the actual quote?
Sometimes reasonable people are driven to do unreasonable things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I like that Eloy's here to agree with me, because I feel that you two were like, oh man, this guy should have just left it go. I knew when he would be here, he was going to be like, torch them all. Let's go.
But Eloy's pissed off with his neighborhood.
I know. That's why I knew he would back me up on this one.
You don't see him making a lidded, not green apple and climbing into it. Demolishing the neighbor's house.
No, let me tell you.
I want to see him driving around in a lidded, not green.
I want to see a tank made out of a late model Ford SUV that shall remain nameless.
You know, I've been in his living room shop, and I just didn't see him building a lidded green apple.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I am in total agreement with agreement. Agreements? I am in total agreement.
No. So that's wrong.
No
objection.
I'm in total agreement with justice being served. I don't agree with going out and frickin' demolishing a city with possible casualties and whatnot, of course. But to me, it feels like raw, uncensored, for the most part, justice. Because people that gravitate towards power seem, there's a lot of good people out there. But there's a type of person that's repeated that I've seen throughout my life, that they have they put all their eggs in the wrong satchel. You thought I was going to say basket. In other words, they focus, they give credence and weight to things in life that are not important.
Dude, they got paid off. Like, let's call it what it is. These local officials I think you give them too much credit.
I'm talking in more philosophical terms, obviously. But yes, they get paid off, and they'll do whatever, right? They'll bend over backwards because they're getting. But here's the thing: those type of people that go in that direction where they have power through government or through a position and this and that. Everybody's got some sort of position and some sort of power, but people that generally want to go to that, there's a lot of people in those positions that their ethics are totally screwed, man. Like, they don't mind stepping on granny and little chickens and they're bullies, and they're consumed with what they can gain for themselves, and they miss the plot of this world. Or maybe I miss the plot, but I don't think both can be true. Either we're here to observe, learn, yes, we want to be okay and this and that, but we don't want to hurt others, or it's a free for all and we're going to freaking ravage everything, whether it's moral or not, and consume as much as we can, and then boom, we're dead. So I think these people are freaking animals, bullies, disgusting, unethical, corrupt pieces of shit. And the guy was trying to live it straight, and they pushed him to the brink, and they got their due justice.
For those of us that don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, you didn't explain to the
We did, but let's give them like some actual particulars. In 2004, almost like 14 years ago to the day, 2004, a man by the name of Marvin Heemeyer built a tank, armored vehicle, looks like a tank, out of a bulldozer and took it out for a joyride into town and destroyed the businesses of people that he thought he had done him wrong. He believed he had Jesus on his side. It is some compelling video because it looks like a video game in real life.
The engine crapped out sooner than I thought it would.
I think that that was the fail point on those, because as soon as it said that, I was like, man, those things aren't made to be run wide open like that. Not that I figured out an engineering point, and it might have just been a bullet or something, because I mean, if you saw the video, they're just peppering that thing with bullets. They were like spraying it with gas and trying to hit it with incendiary rounds to make the, it was.
Let me say,
part was when the governor.
Oh, the governor. Played
with the idea of bringing in that chopper. Bringing in
an Apache with Hellfire missiles on it.
I think it was, it's a beautiful thing in the abstract. I don't like that happened well, you know, selfishly, a little thing inside. But
that was quick. Well, you know, maybe we all need tanks.
Isn't it kind of a good thing that he did it, though, to kind of remind governments, you know?
There's this quote that I love, and I can't attribute it to anybody, but it's every once in a while, the forest needs a fire. And every once in a while, you know, something like that needs to happen just to keep everyone honest. And just to keep everyone on the up and up, because it's like, man, you know what happened last time I tried to screw something over? Tank guy. Yeah, we can't have tank guy again. Maybe we should just give this girl, lady, your money and let her walk.
They forget, though. No, you can teach, you can have a lesson like that. And no matter how many times those lessons, people that are in charge of, and it's a stupid freaking way to go about things, but I guess it's got to be done. People that are in charge of all these groups of people in a city, you know, I mean, that's the form of a structure of government. But like, they're like, at one point, something's got to click in their heads where they think that like, yeah, I'm controlling all these people. And like, I know what's right. You can't know what's right for 10,000 people, 4,000, 20,000, for whatever amount that city, you know, encompasses. You can't do anything without it affecting everyone, and you're gonna have a lot of freaking people pissed off and some happy, but these freaking people get like this god complex inside.
And not to cut you off, but you have to be an egomaniac to start with to be like, I should be in charge, like, you know, you know what I'm good at? Telling people what to do. That's right.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah,
but maybe I'm not wired that way. I don't know. But it seems to me like, who would want to be in charge like that?
Well,
like, what would drive you to do that?
No, you need some sort, I guess you need a structure, but it should always be something limited, dude, because if you give somebody freaking unlimited freaking I can do whatever I want, at the end of the day,
there's a dude with the tank. Tank boy shows up.
Well, yeah, you know?
I've started building a tank out of a Power Wheels. My son is going to screw that daycare up.
It's unbelievable. That was a good post. That was a good post. Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, we'll throw that up on some socials when this comes out so everyone else can share in. But
Totally. I'll just put
compelled. This compelled. I'm halfway through 3 hours of rambling. This guy just had tapes.
I want to put this out there officially. Completely, and I don't care. I don't give three Christmas eggnog little drinks with a little bit of rum in it.
He doesn't give three nogs.
I am against completely blown, inflated, disgusting government. I am pro, leave me the hell alone, always, forever, amen. I don't care.
I never guessed that about you.
Wait, don't
you, tread. You know that the bots listen to this, right?
Yeah, don't tread
whatever we talk about, we get ads. So tomorrow your ass is going to get deported.
Yep.
My ass is going to get, dude.
This Doc's boy is going to get kicked out of preschool.
Yeah.
He's not in preschool anymore. He's not in preschool anymore. That's why I said it that way.
Okay.
Oh, so we're living under a new
world order.
You can skip this one because if it gets too political, we're living under a new platform, Miss Little Guy.
Miss Little Guy.
We're living under a new Third Reich.
Yeah, you're just trying now. Jeez.
I don't remember the second one.
Have you watched Doc? I bet you'd like it. Have you watched The Man in the High Castle?
I have not.
I watched the first.
Really good. Did you like it?
Yeah, but they have a second one out, right?
Yeah. There's supposed to be a third one coming out this year.
And I don't even remember the first one, so.
I'm beginning to figure that I'm not good. My brain isn't wired for episode TV. Like, I can handle a miniseries.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Or like a one-sitting deal, but like the commitment to a show.
Yeah. Well, it's about this book Philip K. Dick wrote, the same name.
Philip K. Dick?
It's about like if Nazi Germany.
On, what are you in third grade? Knock it off.
If Nazi Germany would have won, what the world would be like.
Yeah.
And Germany and Japan split the US.
Right. It's pretty good.
Is that how that would have went down?
That sounds so communist.
That's how he thinks it would have went down.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down with that.
It gets a little bizarre in the second season because it starts to get kind of fantasy like.
Germany was doomed from the get go. They were doomed. They were landlocked. England's a monster, you know. They were doomed from the beginning. Never would have happened. And America freaking brought it.
I feel like this stalled out really bad after. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
It doesn't matter. I'm thinking about that now. It's like I'd watch that. I wonder if I could sit still that long.
No, probably not. It doesn't move as fast as you think it would.
No, I couldn't do it. Like I was into that show, The Americans, for a minute with Felicity.
Right? Is The Americans where they're the KGB agents?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the first season and I started burning out.
Exactly. It just kind of got slow. It's like the first season they draw you in, and then the second season they just stretch the soup the whole time to try to like, oh, you like that? All right. Well, we only had one season written, so we're going to turn next season into two seasons.
Are these 80s shows?
No. The Man in the High Castle is even slower.
It's very slow.
It's a slower burn than Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, the only thing I can watch like that, and it's only because I've done it a million times, is The Godfather. I can't watch. I just can't do it anymore.
I know Eloy is a fan of Lord of the Rings, or either of you guys.
Yeah.
Did you know that they're bringing a series?
The Lords of the Rings?
I don't know what it is, but they picked up like 5 seasons already.
Damn. So I liked Lord of the Rings, and then I got the extended versions on DVD, and I watched the hell out of those. But I wasn't as
here we go
about The Hobbit.
Here we go. I need
the Hobbit trilogy. They got a little more campy and they started adding comedy and slapstick where they didn't need to add it.
Right.
Right. Like the whole barrel down the falls bullshit.
About as bad as Legolas riding the shield down the stairs.
Yeah.
When they're laying siege. Just
pause for a second. Why, dude? What? No. Why are you going to ruin? No, dude. No. You ruined freaking music. Now you're going to freaking destroy Lord of the Rings.
He's not destroying Lord of the Rings.
The Hobbit trilogy.
No, dude.
It's need to be three movies.
It is not really part of that.
I haven't seen The Hobbit.
You guys don't know what you're talking about. You're all agreeing just to be contrarians.
I'm not agreeing with anybody.
The Hobbit was freaking awesome. Bales is trying to destroy The Hobbit. In what universe?
The recent remake of The Hobbit. The new trilogy.
Not the 1980 version of The Hobbit that you've watched in black and white.
Not the cartoon where they sing the little song.
The 1980 version?
Climbed up in your underwear on the couch and sang along with them. That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about the remake. Yes, the remake was awesome, dude. What are you talking about?
Lord of the Rings.
Girls good, down the thing Hobbit, is awesome.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
I won't go as far as to say it sucked, but it was not anywhere near as good as.
Okay, everybody, stop arguing. Everybody, stop.
No, you don't know.
Everybody, D&D. Stop. Stop talking.
You don't know D&D.
What does D&D have to do with this at all?
Stop for a second. I have an important question.
Doc, right there. He's now trying to control. He's like.
I want to ask an important question. If you were a race of people.
He's like, stop it. He's going to go take guy on us.
Stop it.
Colorado government right there.
That's right.
I just
disapproved your zoning.
Power consumption.
That's right. If you were a race of people from Lords of the Ring, who would you be?
Brian Bales would be the what were the bad guys?
The orcs or the Uruk-hai?
Yeah. You wouldn't be the Uruk-hai because those were the big monster ones. What were the ones with like the
orcs?
The little ones were the orcs?
Yeah.
Okay, you'd be the orcs.
Hmm. He seems like he's almost okay with that.
All right. I mean, I don't want to be, but
if I could be like a high ranking one with like some sort of like, you know, wristlet, that might be cool.
I mean, maybe. Doesn't everyone wants to be an elf, right? Because they're no. like basically immortal and they're pretty.
No, dude.
I don't want to be a human. Okay. You want to be a dwarf?
I don't want to be a dwarf, but the elves are
either way. Like, you are so a dwarf. You fit that profile perfectly.
I am not a dwarf, dude. I am of the humans.
You want to be an ent? Is that what they're called?
I'm
the trees?
Not going to be none of those things. Trees, I want to be
Tree folk.
Tree folk.
No, you be tree beard. No, Doc is tree beard.
I wouldn't be a wizard.
Oh yeah,
that's good too.
No, damn. You don't
I would like to be. I would like what? To be. I would like to be a gray wizard or a hobbit.
Well, I say why? Yeah, I was gonna say why is no one picking a hobbit? Like well, no one pays attention to the hobbits.
We figured that's what you were gonna be, Rye. So we were just
like, why do I get pinned as the hobbit?
You like the tattooed hobbit?
No. Okay, Ryan, you could be the hobbit. Okay, no problem.
You're like the guy tatting people up.
And do I get to be Samwise or am I Bilbo or Frodo? Which one am I? Which
Samwise.
Purple head.
I figured
you can't. No, you have to be your own character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be Dildo the Hobbit.
Bowl cut.
Oh man.
Oh, I fear many memes with this one.
Hey, when is the stalactite episode gonna air?
On Monday.
So Doc comes up with a title for it.
Well, I love it.
What is this for Rory's?
I mean,
I'll do it.
I guess I'll be an orc, but I'd rather be an Uruk-hai.
No, dude.
What's the difference? Am I missing something?
Because the orcs were basically
stormtroopers,
elves that were turned in evil. I can't remember why. And the Uruk-hai were the hybrids. Mm-hmm. So they're the muscular ones with the war paint.
Okay. Man, yeah, Bales knows his Lord of the Rings.
But I don't remember why how the orcs came.
But the orcs were more, I don't want to say cunning, but they did have mischief, and the Uruk-hai were just brutal savages.
Yeah. So which ones were the ones that, like, Saruman hatched in the freaking down in the ground?
Uruk-hai.
Gotcha.
This is a nerdy ass show tonight.
Yeah.
We went from Tank Boy to a faraway place known as Middle Earth.
Hey, you asked.
Did I?
Yeah, you asked what race we would be.
Well, I was trying to dial in something I could pay attention to because I could not listen to you argue about whatever Lords of the Ring, The Hobbit.
So while you're on that, are you guys feeling this Thundercats movie that's supposed to come out next year?
No, I hate every remake they're going to make ever. I'm not going to take my son, which is all they're trying to get me to do.
From what I read, what's her name? Mila Jovovich wants to play, what was her name? Chitara?
Who?
Is that what her name was?
I read another article that said it was shelved and there was no plans to actually go forward.
See, I read the one in 2009 was shelved, but the one for 2019 was a go.
Thundercats are loose.
Mila Jovovich, the chick from the Fifth Element.
Fifth Element and Resident Evil. I'm a fan.
Yes.
Men are.
The acting?
No. I mean, yes.
The outfits.
Kind of starting to have that same feeling. It's like I used to like this. It's like a band. I liked this band forever, and now everybody knows about this band.
Okay.
Anywhere without seeing this T-shirt, it's the same thing with these, like all these reboots and everything they bring back. Like I am so tired of talking to dudes about Karate Kid, and they have no frame of reference for the original Karate Kid. I was like, man, Mr. Miyagi should smack you right in the face.
They are making a Willy Wonka movie, a new one that's supposed to be like a prequel to how he started out and how he met the Oompa Loompas. And
unless it's Gene Wilder, I don't want to watch it.
No, you know who it's possibly going to be? Either Ryan Gosling or
the guy from Batman,
Donald Glover, the dude that plays Lando Calrissian in the new. I'd
watch it if it was Donald Glover. I don't like it. No. I think he's funny.
I like the idea of it being a prequel.
I think Donald Glover's funny guy.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Oh, totally. All that stuff is horrible. Yeah. All they're trying to do is be like, hey, old man, remember this? Why don't you take your son to see it? Buy him some toys that you can play with.
Let me throw this at you, though. I know some of you guys might be Superman fans. Maybe, maybe not. No. Any of you?
Okay, I'm going to tip my head to you right now. Ready?
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Worst idea ever.
Now, was that because you're a fan or just because you wanted a tattoo?
I don't know.
Was the bleed out part of the tattoo?
It's actually blue here, like around the sides. Yeah. For those of you listening, I am showing off the worst tattoo.
No, you're not.
That's not bad.
Oh, it's awful.
One-dimensional tribal. I like it.
Yeah. My buddy did it, and it tickled so bad. Oh, I was dying laughing the whole time, and he kept squiggling and freaking getting off and stabbing me.
All right, so yeah, I have a Superman tattoo, so that's me, Bon Jovi, and Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, so here's the...
Anyway, back to Eloy.
The reason I'm asking that question, do you like Superman, Ryan?
I liked the comic books.
Okay. And Bales is a definite no.
I liked the original Christopher Reeves movie when I was a kid.
It's because you're stupid.
But I have not been impressed by any of the remakes.
Okay.
I would just like to stand tall for Gene Hackman.
No one's feeling Lois and Clark
as Lex Luthor.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because all these remakes, like Doc was saying, I can't. Some like the Star Trek ones. Are pretty good. Like I'm kind of digging the Star Trek ones. The Star Wars ones I can't get into. But Superman, the problem I have with Superman and the Spider-Mans, I just can't. How many more Spider-Mans? And is he always going to be getting bit by the damn spider again and again and again? It's ridiculous. But the Superman one, the problem is that he's impervious. So they always have to find kryptonite. And it's the same damn story again and again. It's ridiculously stupid.
Hey, Eloy.
It's done.
Remember that scene in Justice League where the Flash tried to run around Superman and you could see Superman look at him out of the corner of his eye? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Flash is good. But don't you know what I'm saying? Like the Superman movies, it's always the same thing. He can't be killed by any purpose. You can either hijack someone, right, and make him do something, or...
But in the comic books, Doomsday killed him.
Didn't Wolverine kill him once too?
You can't do that. That's all bull.
That's not canon.
No, it's not canon. You have to have kryptonite. And that's the stupid thing about the Superman thing. There's no way to get to him unless you freaking, you know, abduct Lois Lane or freaking hide a bomb in a city or, you know, the kryptonite thing. It's freaking ridiculous, dude. I don't get it.
You've convinced me. I hate it.
Eloy, any love for Dean Cain?
That's what I was saying. Old Lois and Clark.
No love for Dean Cain.
Who's Dean Cain?
Oh man, you're so 80s. Go get some.
A truer statement has never been uttered.
I mean, seriously, you don't remember Lois and Clark?
No.
That was on the TV in the 90s. It
sucked.
No.
Oh, I'm sure it did, but there was nothing else on.
Even in the 90s.
This is pre-internet, dude. This is pre-internet. We watched what was on the TV.
I bet he remembers the Indiana Jones show that had River Phoenix in it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
See?
The Young Indiana Jones Chronicles.
You know, I'm pretty much like I stopped pop culture, you know, influx around 91.
Is that right around the time that you think that good music stopped?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure, let the record clearly show that. Thank you.
Yeah. Because I think, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to get to this because I know we're on limited time tonight because of me. Bales brought up this week jobs, and I was really thinking about this week. So what jobs did you guys have? Like, go through the list.
Do you want to go through the list, or do you want to pick a type of job and then go around the room? Like, worst.
Yeah, worst.
Job you didn't last very long, job that was okay, or, like, types of jobs.
I'd rather go through the list because that's going to be a difficult thinking thing. It's going to spend a lot of time. We could pick one out of the one you mentioned.
Go through each other's list and then pick on the highlights that we think are interesting.
Yeah.
I think we should start with Bales because he listed some in the chat that I thought were interesting.
Okay. So after I worked with my uncle a few times on the farm, I decided to try detasseling corn, and that was the worst job ever. When I was 16, I started working at McDonald's because it was really hard to get hired at a job with long hair. You couldn't get any of the record stores or places in the mall because they thought you were like a hoodlum and you were going to steal.
That's funny.
A book warehouse. I worked in the publisher returns section. Like you'd get a pick list, so you'd pick all the books on the list, and we'd send them back to the publisher to get them out of the warehouse so we wouldn't get taxed on them. And they wouldn't train me on a forklift, so I had to walk everywhere. That sucked. Where else did I work? Worked at Target for a few months.
Remember, this guy's old. We're going to be here for a long time.
I am old. Oh, then I managed a hardware store. Then I became a superintendent for a nightclub. Then I started working the office job.
Obviously, I want to know about the nightclub job.
Were you a dancer?
No.
Is that how you got your love of spandex?
Did you say you were a superintendent of a nightclub?
Yeah. Yeah. So I worked during the day.
Was it Chippendales?
Dude, it was called the Roxy. It's not called the Roxy anymore, but it's in the theater district of Boston.
The theater red light.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So when I was working at the hardware store, I was during the time period where I was post Berkeley, and I was trying to become a professional musician, just live off music. And I became a hired gun for this pagan witch band type thing, right? this goth band. If I had long hair, I would wear all black. I put my hair in pigtails, and I'd play in this band. And I was a hired gun, so I'd get paid for every gig. We played a bunch of festivals. They would pay for all the airfare, all the hotel. And he didn't like that I had a job, like I had scheduling conflicts, right? So he wanted me to come work for him. He would put me on the payroll, and I would supposedly have all this freedom and not have to do any work. So what he put me on the
payroll? What?
Yeah. So what he put me on the payroll for was assistant superintendent.
Okay.
So I would show up at work around, I don't know, 7:30 and work until 3:30, just painting and fixing random crap. And that would leave me free for all the weekends. And if there was any recording to do or whatever, he would just tell me to go leave the job because he was my boss. So, he's the owner, so I could do whatever.
Like that.
But the problem was he didn't tell the superintendent anything about this. He just told the superintendent that he'd hired him an assistant. So he told me that I could screw around and do nothing, but he didn't tell the other guy. So the other guy expected me to actually work. So I would show up, and because of my work ethic and I don't want to disappoint anyone, I actually worked. That's the guy that taught me all about construction and tile laying and everything. So, but after several months, I started, filling him in. I'm like, I'm just supposed to be here to screw around.
Yeah, but after that, but you accepted the workload and to say that a few months afterwards.
Yeah. So it was kind of weird. But so it was a lot of like drywall repair, clogged toilets, broken toilets, repainting, because the people would just trash the nightclub every single weekend. Girls were flushing champagne glasses down the toilets. It was a mess.
What was the percentage of people that would pee and poop inside the toilet?
Oh, I didn't have to clean any of that up. That was taken care of before I showed up.
Oh, so that magically that you didn't have to do?
I didn't have to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, the cleaning crew would do that, but we'd show up to like broken, just everything broken.
Okay.
Dudes like me came in to clean it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny you mentioned Chippendales, because they did for a time hire or license the Chippendales show.
Very nice. Do you have a set of a collar and a set of links somewhere?
No, I didn't. I wasn't in the show. God, I'm not nearly tall enough nor muscular enough nor tan enough.
Oh, I didn't know you do all the accreditations to become one.
Well, yeah.
Have you applied several times?
I helped make a lot of their props.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know what to say next.
So, what jobs did you have?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious what you've always done. I know probably from people listening, they know some of the things he's done, especially his Gator days.
Yeah. Oh, the airboat tours.
I can remember the first job I ever had was at 15. I worked at McDonald's. That was the first thing I ever did.
I'm going to interrupt you. What did you do at McDonald's?
I did the registers and I did everything. So at first they put me to do the registers. Then the drive-through, and then the kitchen, and that way they could use me in any of the three different positions if somebody was missing or whatnot.
Right.
I was like 15 years old.
I hated working up front. I wanted to be in the grill the entire time.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up. I remember is that there was this little frail manager. I think his name was Luigi. He was very frail and stuff. And there was this cook that was very like alpha male. And Luigi would always go and say, "You have to clean this and sweep that up." And the guy is in the kitchen is more like a "Rrr." And one day the "Rrr" guy took Luigi and freaking slammed his ass. I don't know what the issue was. I think that Luigi had accused him of like taking some change from the drawer. Or what? I'm a young teen, right? 15 years old, and I see the guy grab the guy and body slam him on the floor right there between the whole crowd of freaking people at McDonald's. And I'm looking at this, and I was like, "Holy crap!" You know? And Luigi, "You're fired!" And then the cops came, and it was like a freaking, it was like Maury Povich or something, Jerry Springer. And so that was my first job. Then I left and worked at Arby's, and I met a friend of mine that we've stayed in touch at Arby's. I come in and he's working the kitchen, and it's a totally different thing because they have roast beef. And I remember him looking up at me and I said, "Hey, how's it going?" And he looked at me and he said, "You're not going to last here very long." That was the first thing he said. I worked there. I worked picking up aluminum in a truck, hauling it off to Hialeah to recycle it. I worked at Kinko's. What else did I do? I worked at the mall. I did housewares and cutlery stuff. What else did I do? I've done marketing jobs where I go around the city and market whatever brand. I've done brand.
Wait a minute. Let's pause right there for a second. The thing that you don't like people doing to you, you did for a time.
Which part was that?
The marketing. So you did door-to-door marketing.
No, I didn't do door-to-door. I was more... I did various things. I worked for Ness, chocolate brand, and a bunch of Nike and a bunch of, and what you do, and cigarette companies. And what you do is you go to different nightclubs in certain situations or bars, and you go at night. And
that's not marketing. That's promotions.
Promotion and marketing, right? Promotion and marketing.
See, I thought you meant you went door to door, like trying to get people to buy stuff.
Yeah, because there's a thing called guerrilla. No, I didn't do that. There's a thing called guerrilla marketing, right? And without license for an event, you go in and a company will hire you. And you go in and you freaking ransack that area with you know, propaganda and all that.
You were one of those weirdos. Hey, can I talk to you for a second about
can I talk to you about your Lord and Savior?
The plastic bag full of like water bottles and stickers. Hey, could you
I worked for Snapple, subcontracted, and I drove a truck around South Florida, and yeah, huge truck.
I was hoping you were going to tell us you wrote the quirky things underneath the bottle caps.
No, awesome. That would have been good. What else did I do? I worked at a warehouse selling teddy bears. I worked at a gas station. What?
Who sells teddy bears in a warehouse?
It was a teddy bear warehouse.
Yeah, but are you selling to the people?
Did that seem seedy?
Yeah.
Hey, in the fast food, how much stuff did you see fall on the floor that went out anyway?
Oh, dude, I saw. I hate to say this.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but there was one guy that was disgruntled. And remember, I'm 15 years old, first job. I'm trying to do everything right. I want to make money so I can, you know, afford my little girlfriend, you know, and, you know, give her little presents and go out and try to get a little. And so I'm trying to do my thing and be good. And this guy comes in disgruntled. They're all older, right? And he's like, "Screw this." Well, he didn't say screw. He said another F this stuff. And he grabbed the bun and he went on the counter, on the side, on the floor. And you got to remember that if you consider people's, especially in big cities, I don't know about where you think of people's attitudes and stuff, and you think of the job and the amount of money that job pays and people's standards, and you start to form a good picture of what's possible. I mean, it's a surprise that you don't bite into a hamburger and it just oozes with
spit.
That's a good one.
I saw the same thing. I saw a lady yelling back in the kitchen that she wanted double cheese and don't overcook it and don't screw it up. And the dude hid behind the chimney stack so she couldn't see him. And he looked at all of us and he just licked the cheese nice and slow and he put it right on the burger.
Oh, that's so bad.
Oh, it was so. And then we all watched as she hurt me. Yeah. You know, it was just almost heaving. It was so gross. No.
You know what that same guy did? You guys are not going to like this, but I'm just going to have to put it out there. This guy was complaining, a customer, because the buns were too hard. And he said, oh, yeah, too hard, right? He took the bun, put it between his butt cheeks, let it sit there with the sweat of the kitchen. Oh. And you know how it's porous, the bun, because, you know, it's airy. And and you know how the sweat, and if that little... If that little sphincter touched the side of the bun, I don't know.
He put it in his custom steamer
and put it, you know, and then served it.
Ew. That's awful.
Pretty just horrible.
Kidding. Just kidding. That didn't happen.
Okay. You suck. All right, where'd you work, Ryan?
Ryan, have you done any tours of fast food?
Yes, I worked at McDonald's for a time.
Damn, I'm the only one that hasn't worked at McDonald's.
The thing is, I worked at McDonald's a little bit later in life, when I was 27.
Register or grill?
Grill, and they put me up front a few times, and I was like, this probably ain't a good idea to put me up front, because
I don't like being up front. So.
I don't like people. But yeah, when we went through a little rough patch with jobs and stuff when Amy lost her job, so I went and worked there for a little while. But man, that job is, that's not a good job at all.
It's not a bad job.
No, it is when you're older. Because you're working with a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're all like incredibly entitled. You know, you have a few that get it, but then you got the ones that just are just there. You know what I mean? They're just like, they're mailing it in.
Yeah.
And, but when you guys are talking about those orders, my favorite one was when somebody would come through and order like a cheeseburger or a Big Mac, and they'd be like, and I don't want the bun, and I don't want the lettuce, and I don't want the cheese, and I don't want the pickles. So you just give them like two patties and a freaking salad bowl.
Was it for their dog?
I don't know, but why didn't they just say, can I just have two patties?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny, dude. You know what happened to me? Let me just say this last thing. McDonald's, the McDonald's I worked in.
Not sponsored. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Anymore. The McDonald's I worked in was not a sponsor and not owned by the corporation. It was like a...
Oh, were you one of the ones that didn't participate when they said at participating locations for their deals? No. Were you one of the non-participants?
No, you do participate, but there's another word for it. A franchise. It was there's a word for it. It's owned by a guy that purchases from McDonald's. It's not corporate owned.
Yeah, you're franchise, but you still follow the rules. So
they still follow the rules. Well, so they wanted to keep costs down and this and that. So one time the manager saw me putting the fries in, and I'm a guy that always, like, if you pay for something, I want to give the person, even back then, the best. I mean, come on, you're paying for it. So I would stuff those fries like nobody's business. That thing, I mean, they got fries up the yin yang. I stuffed that thing. Well, the manager saw that and said, Eloy, no. This is how you do it. He grabbed the thing. He grabs the little, you know, that little fry, whatever.
The scoop.
And he pops the thing open and he lightly, and they fall in. It looks full.
Yep.
And then that's what you give people. So that people see this huge full thing of fries. And then when you get home and you unpack, it's like ding, 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 three or four fries.
Yep.
Well, I had to do that. So a guy at the window at the time, young guy, older than me, he stops, but not stupid. He stops and he's, I want this, this, and that. And he gets the window and I go and get the fries and I do the process and I walk up and I put it in the bag. He was looking at me and I give it to him. He opens up the package. He grabs the fries. He looks at me. And you know that ledge between the drive-through window and the car, he grabs that cup of fries and he sits it on the ledge hard. He goes whack. And all the few fries that were like trying to stay up to look full dropped, and it looked like an empty freaking box. He says, more fries.
Yeah, you want to fill that up there, Tiger?
Yeah, dude. So you can't win is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah. Where else you work, Ryan?
My first job was at a truck wash, like semi-tractor trailer. We'd wash the trailers and the semis and everything. That was when I was 14. And then when I was 16, the main place where we washed the trucks, I started working in that warehouse, which is where my dad worked. And I did like picked orders and stuff. Like I was a food distribution warehouse, like Yoplait yogurt and just anything and everything. And then I worked there for 7 years and then left there and went and worked at a foundry where they make rims for like Ford and Honda and stuff like that.
Damn.
And then I went back to the warehouse where I worked and drove semi for them for about a year. And then I went and drove semi for a company called Panther, which was like over the road, like going everywhere in the US and Canada. I did that for 1 week.
Really? That bad?
I could not stand being away from home that long. Like I'm a homer. I'm a homebody. I like to be at home. And me and a buddy of mine did it, and we went through Canada, New York, up and down the East Coast in that week, and it was just nonstop. I was like, this ain't for me. And then I had a couple of stints at more food distribution warehouses because of having the forklift experience, and then started working with my dad about 6 years ago.
So the last job before working with your dad was trucking?
I worked in a paint warehouse, PPG. Makes all the like car paints and stuff like that.
I like driving forklifts, man. They're fun.
I do too. That was one of my favorite jobs, was driving a forklift.
I had a side hustle at Lowe's a few years back to pay off a mortgage, and the driving the forklifts were the best.
Yeah.
The reach trucks, not so much, because they kind of scared me.
Like, yeah.
Reaching way up on the racks, but the regular forklift, cool. The sit-down one and the stand-up one.
Yeah. That's really all I ever drove was the stand-up ones, the Crown stand-up those lifts.
Cool. But yeah. Like the way you spin was kind of backwards.
Yeah.
It was screwy.
Yeah.
But, Did you ever see that video? Did you guys ever see that video of the guy with the forklift at Home Depot or Lowe's? I don't know which one.
Brings the whole rack down.
Oh yeah. I do have some good forklift stories. Like the one guy, he went into the trailer through the dock, and we had these ramps you had to set in, and the ramp slid forward on him. It didn't have the two metal pieces that go between the dock and the trailer. So his forklift got jammed down in between down in that gap. Oh. So they went and got a log chain from the maintenance department to pull him out. And the guy was pulling him out, and the log chain snapped and came back and went right across his face.
Holy smokes. Just
ripped his face apart.
No, dude, don't tell me that.
It was awful. And so then,
did he make it?
Yeah. The best part was when people would drive around with their forks up, like way up, like they would put a pallet, because these were three-tier. This was a three-tier warehouse, so you had to go really high up in the air. And they would not bring their forks down when they were driving out of the aisle and hit that mezzanine, and their whole forklift would tip over.
But wait a second, the guy with the face, how bad was it?
It was bad. I mean, it broke his nose and ripped part of his cheek up, and I think it got him in the eye. But I remember my dad telling me a story when he first became like the supervisor over that department. He was sitting in his office chair, like doing whatever on the computer, and the next thing he knows, two forks just came through the wall.
Oh man.
Yeah. Some dude just drove right. I remember people when I worked third shift out there, people coming in drunk and driving their forklifts at night because no one was around. Oh, it was just awful. And watching people walk out with food, like stealing food, was just constant. People would walk out with whole hams in their coveralls because it was a refrigerated warehouse. It's crazy stuff. But my favorite job besides that was probably the foundry, because I was 20 or 21 when I went to work there, and they put me in charge of a freaking jet melter, like that would melt down aluminum ingots into this liquid molten aluminum. I was like, you're gonna let me do this? Are you sure about this?
They put you on a melt deck as a kid?
Yes. I ran the whole furnace. Like this whole, it had two jet engines in it that were constantly. So I thought that was cool. But I started in the fall, and when summer rolled around the next year, oh man. I think I lost like 40 pounds that summer.
It melted away, literally.
Yeah, literally.
All right, hit us, Doc.
All right, in high school, I worked in a body shop for a couple years. Like, I always had a job.
Like, is that a strip club?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the place that sells the hand cream, the body shop. Mm. No, I worked at the local.
Oh, like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. I worked at a local auto body repair shop.
Local rub and tug?
Yeah. It was a smash and patch. No. So I worked the auto body place, and then when I got to be like a junior in high school.
What kind of auto body? Are we talking like just pull the panel off, new panel on? Or are we talking like old school, pounding them out with hammers and filling?
I did a lot of disassembly.
Okay.
So that was my job. The cars that were smashed, I tried to take apart as cleanly as I could and bag and tag everything I could. I had like my own bay off to the back. That's all I did, was take things apart.
So is that like in high school, you said?
That was, yeah, when I was like
21.
No.
That was in my third senior year.
Up until I was a junior. No, I went right to school. Yeah, that was up until my junior year.
Come on, guys, quit.
Yeah, stop making fun of me, guys. And then my senior year, I installed appliances for like a washing machine seller. I installed washers and dryers. It's where I put my first receptacle in. I was pretty good at hanging microwaves and the hoods.
Tell us more about this receptacle.
Yeah, what was her name?
I forget what his name was at this point. Yeah. After that, I tried to go to college for a while. And then I worked at a car wash while I was trying to go to college. And then that became my profession for a little bit. I was a car wash aficionado.
Wait a minute. You tried to go to college?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I actually went, but I didn't complete the course. I didn't stay the course.
Look.
I got him. Bales is laughing.
Can we,
what happened on Scratch that day was Bale's tiny heart grew 10 sizes that day.
Can we use that as the clip that starts it off?
It's great. Oh, so then I'm glad you guys thought that was funny.
Well, the thing is that
because you totally missed the innuendo and you just played it off.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't miss the innuendo. I got it.
Leading the witness.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man. Yeah, but you were so nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
You know, it was perfect.
Then the car wash, which I had some like detailing experience from working at the body shop. Like I knew how to run a buffer.
just adding to it.
I don't care. What do you want me to call it? Like what? It's not like I'm missing.
Every job, every okay.
So yeah, buffer. No, I knew how to like, you know, cut a car, I guess you would call it, like kind of take it down to the paint and then build it back up with polish. So I got a job.
Bales, don't mute yourself.
It's not that funny, you guys.
No, it's with Bales. Go ahead. You're right. It's totally wrong.
Stop making fun of me. No.
We're looking at keywords here now.
Yeah. So then car wash, and then while I was at the car wash, I went to night school to learn telecommunications, like fiber optic and Cat5 cabling. And then I got a job doing that, and I was on the road, like a road technician for like 3 years. I live in Pennsylvania. My territory was as far north as Maine and as far south as like Virginia.
That's a big territory.
Yeah, I'd get out as like far west as Pittsburgh. I mean, it wasn't just my area. There were a lot of technicians in the area, but that was part of like the area I covered. So I did that for a while. I'm more of a homebody too, but at the time I didn't have too much going on. So living in hotels was okay, I guess. It was kind of that was a nice job because I was able to kind of like put my childhood behind me, if that makes sense. Like that was like where I was, you know, grown man on my own in a hotel room in a company car. It sucked. I was working nonstop. And then after that, I worked for my uncle for a minute while I was getting my electrical stuff together. And then I just became an electrician. I've been working as an electrical contractor one way or another ever since. Now I'm a maintenance electrician.
So no fast food at all.
No, I've always worked with my hands. Start laughing. Now I'm just setting you up.
So how long have you been an electrician?
Just sparky.
Like 15 years.
Oh, wow. So a lot of those jobs are really short-lived, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, my longest stint other than, I mean, I worked at the car wash as long as I worked at the telecommunications company, and I've been an electrician ever since.
So you had to do some schooling later 13, on for that?
13 years. 13 years. I've been an electrician for...
So you said you... So what did you go to college for?
I take up space.
I mean, you didn't have a major?
I just assumed you went to school for that.
I might have. I should have gone to school for that. American, I remember wanting to go to school. Hey, you guys ready to laugh again? I remember wanting to go to school for auto body. Like, there was a time where I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. My grandfather was a mechanic. Like, you know, I could work on cars. He always ate well. Pop always had cars and whatever he wanted. I could see that. And it's funny. I kind of became a mechanic after all, just an electrical mechanic, not an auto mechanic.
And nowadays, the cars are just plug and play, right? They just pop the whole panel off.
That's kind of why I stopped. I actually went into auto tech before I went into, or while I was working there at the car wash.
You know, but isn't electrical work kind of going the same way? I go to Home Depot now and I see all these little modules. You don't even use wire nuts anymore. You just use modules.
That's all the low hanging fruit. Those things are awesome. Everybody's an electrician until the red wire shows up.
And the same with plumbing. It's all, you know, the shark bite fittings. Everything's getting so...
Residential plumbing is, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. Residential electricity can be crazy up to a point. I mean, most homeowners aren't going to go above 30 amps.
On a single circuit, you mean?
I'm saying working on it comfortably or feeling that that's okay. Usually everybody's like, oh, yeah, I can put in a switch and I can do this. But, you know, if there's a red wire... Red wires are scary. Like once you get into like a three-way switch,
that gets
tricky. Things like that. At this point, I do like commercial stuff and industrial stuff, and I guess at this point, I'd be an institutional electrician.
Fancy, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Not institutionalized. Oh. I mean, I do show up to work looking like I do, so I'm sure these people think, look at this nutter, but whatever. I always get my work done, so.
Okay. But you've seen some of these things that people have tried to DIY themselves.
Oh God.
Oh, and dude, on the back of my business card, the last thing it says when they're specializing in, the last bullet is repairing what someone has already, air quotes, fixed.
Oh, that's perfect. Good.
Yeah, that's the, you know, the un-effer, if you will.
Like, we are redoing a house right now. One of my dad's business partners owns like 60 properties or something like that, and they're all duplexes. And we're doing we gutted one side of the duplex, and they used all that soft copper, that stuff that's kind of bendable.
Yeah, the roll copper.
Shark bites do not work on that stuff very well.
You should use compression
as long as it's straight.
We ended up having to use compression fittings on both the toilets.
Yeah.
But we were able to use the, we call them gator valves. I'm assuming that's the same thing you're talking about with the shark bites. And it's the same thing, I think. They kept leaking. The toilets were awful. But
you should learn how to sweat pipes like a man.
Yeah. We usually mess with pecs. So
I had a situation where I was left with some stubs buried in a wall when I was trying to plumb into some laundry feeds that I wanted to do with PEX. And I really didn't want to stick my torch in there because I wasn't sure where the embers were going to land.
Good call.
That's why I went with shark bites.
You're supposed to break the wall.
Well,
the rule of thumb,
which you're not supposed to say anymore. So the general rule is that you shouldn't put shark bites in an enclosed area. Like anywhere you should have a shark bite, you should be able to get to it.
I buried those mothers in the
wall. Well, yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to bury a junction box either. People do it all the time.
Oh, I buried some of those too.
Yeah. But what are you going to do? It's an imperfect world. Screws are falling out all the time. I mean, what can you do?
So you guys don't solder the pipes when you do a...
No, usually when we get in there and it's copper, we just put in PEX because it's just so much easier to work with.
Yeah.
Not really.
And less expensive.
Less expensive. Yeah, copper's the upgrade. Materials are more expensive and it takes more time.
So, Eloy, you lick any burgers?
Burger liquor.
I had two burgers today.
He licked a burger earlier this afternoon.
At the old job, man.
No, I don't do that, dude. I don't, because I think of it in terms of what if
Oh, Eloy was the cool guy trying to give you extra fries. Be like, hey, yeah, man, I got you some fries. He's like, I'm working at McDonald's, but
he's worried about karma. He didn't want to lick a burger and then end up with a licked burger.
That's totally the thing, dude. You don't want to do damage because that shit's going to come back and bite you.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a favorite fast food place that you
receptacle
that you'll frequent?
I stopped eating fast food years ago. A couple weeks ago, I was playing a wedding gig and I was starving, so I stopped at a Wendy's. I stopped at a Wendy's and I totally regretted it like 20 minutes later.
Everyone knows it's Wendy's.
And we don't have Arby's up here anymore. They all closed.
That sucks.
Rightly so.
And the only taco joint, the only taco like fast food place is Taco Bell, and that's not great.
That's pretty rough.
It sucks, dude.
So, but we got a lot of these other, you know, the new age fast foods, the Five Guys,
Chipotle, stuff
Jimmy
like that.
John's, the Chipotle.
I could smash some Five Guys.
Oh man,
I bet you can.
I take you, me and the youngest. We'll go to.
Do you have these written down tonight?
Yeah,
you're just.
I'm just. I got it.
Words for bands. Giggler.
That's a lot of work.
I'm on it tonight. See, that was one too.
In-N-Out Burger.
That's one
there
too.
There is none of those Big around here.
Smash Burger.
I've never been to an In-N-Out. Because
do you guys have a Rally's or Checkers?
Yes. I've been to Checkers when I was on the road. There was a telco guy. There was a couple. I can't remember where. But I get to one every once in a while.
We have Checkers, but some people have Rally's. I don't know what the difference, but
we have Rally's in our area.
Oh, the company. Wait, I watched something on that one night because I used my time wisely. It's the same thing as like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's.
Yes,
It's the same company owns both of them, but they have like a they believe it has a corporate identity and like in the town and whatever, and they don't want to fly one flag, so they.
We used to have Hardee's here. I don't think there's a single Hardee's left. Well, let me go check. But
they're hard to find.
No.
Isn't White Castle and Crystal like the same thing?
Yeah. And same product. A lot of those places are dying.
Are they?
Yeah. I heard Subway is really hurting.
Damn.
They were screwed
over. We used to have a bunch of Quiznos, and they all, I'm setting you up, they all pulled out.
Yeah. Screwed over by some guy named Jared.
No, that's Subway.
That's what I'm talking about. I
was talking about Quiznos.
Just having two completely different conversations.
I'm not even listening at this point. Because you guys Hooters. Are just making fun of me anyway. Oh, did you know that Hooters is trying to start like a non-Hooters restaurant called Hoots?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be more like a Fridays.
Yeah. With less skin.
Less skin. I was going to say more cloth.
So more food, less Hoots?
Yeah.
Was that the issue? Wasn't it the terrible food and the just the explosive diarrhea after you ate one of those buffalo chicken sandwiches that did a man?
I have never eaten at a Hooters.
When I was
When
I was on the road as a telco guy, I crossed paths with a lot of other guys that hadn't seen a woman, and that was what they did. Where are you eating tonight there, bud? We're going to Hooters down the road. I'd be like, are we going to Hooters again? And because they were the lead tech and I had the truck. What was I going to do? Yeah, ate a lot of them. Ate a lot of bad meals.
Dinner and a show?
There's no more Hardee's.
Don't touch my stuff, man. I used to go to that place by the counter and try to get the cook to hand it to me.
What?
You remember there used to be at the Hooters, there was almost like the bar that was like close to the cook's because it was like an open kitchen.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like that. Well, you were never there. So,
yeah,
but it was right close to there. So I tried to get as close as I could. I didn't want anyone that was sitting on anyone's lap handling my food.
You said you were trying to get the cook to hand it to you. And I automatically thought of an old joke about blind hookers.
Oh, well, yeah, that happens a lot.
Is there a male equivalent of Hooters?
Probably. What's it called?
Chippendale.
Chippendale serve food?
Dickers.
Dickers.
Not even any innuendo there. Just straight in the dick.
Just put it right out. I highly doubt.
Like I just called Hooters tits.
Mountain Oyster seems like a lot of signage.
Maybe that's what. All right, guys. Let's put that.
It's called Oysters.
We need to start that company.
There you go.
Male Hooters.
Maybe it's called Dingles. Dingles.
So, like, so what do they wear?
Dingles. That is the most unappetizing shit ever. I mean, I'm not a woman and I'm not into dick, so I can't like speak like from my heart here, I guess, but like that's gross. Fucking dangles.
Oh man, that would be a very I don't
what would you wear?
Yeah. Really short gym teacher shorts.
Oh.
So your sack would fall out.
A little moose knuckle.
Yeah. Just one. Just one.
I don't
you're
think
gonna, that would be gonna split the difference.
Guy comes over to the table, puts his leg up, puts his
foot on top of the table, and stretches
out. Gives him one of those big stretches out. So, yep. Ladies, how's everyone doing today? Can I take your order? My name is
Chen. Can you point to the specials of the day, please?
My name is Chaz.
My name is Chaz. How you doing today, ladies?
Can I
start you guys off? Just wearing a pair of suspenders with the TGI Fridays buttons all over them. No shirt.
I can't read the print on this menu. Can you point out what the number 3 is? No problem. Right over here.
I gotta mute myself. Gotta compose here.
And how about the shirts? You know how the Hooters has the little Hooters?
Yeah, like I said, no shirt. Or that- just the suspenders with the buttons on them, like at TGI Fridays.
So you're saying like the Hooters mascot is like an owl? And the two I's are the two O's. So what would the
dangles mascot?
Yeah, is the I like super extended?
No, that's the G hangs down.
It's got to be something with it. Something with an elephant.
Snouts.
Be all right, Doc.
This took an awful. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm sorry. Dangles got me.
The toys that made us.
No, I hope that's not the toy that made you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I remember playing with my dangle.
What would be on the menu? Hot dogs?
Oh, my gosh.
Pickles?
Fried pickles.
Salad canned foods.
Anything on a stick?
Boy, this took an awful turn, but...
Corn dogs?
This is important conversation.
It is. I think we need a financial backer here because we've got $1 million idea.
I'll have the wiener flight.
Think about the low mileage lovelies that would show up at a place named Dangles. not for the week, not the weekend crowd. Like maybe you catch your occasional bachelorette party. I'm talking about your airport Tuesday night crowd.
Dangles' famous malt steak.
Oh.
Dangles' famous...
Salty but sweet.
Salty nuts. Sweet. So they would be the sweet and salty nuts.
Yeah. Bring the whole family.
The sweet and salty nut shake.
Not chowder. Just a drink.
Wait. I think we missed chowder.
Oh.
Oh no!
What's the
soup of the day?
It's chowder every day. Every day,
like how these, like how Hooters has all these different wing sauces you can get. It's got different flavors of chowder.
This is disgusting.
I hate myself for bringing this up.
Yeah, dangles. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
You know what? That should be the actually. I don't. There's too many good ones. But imagine the cover art for this episode.
I think we need to change the name to Dangle and the Berries.
Oh man! You know, I can't believe Bales. It's unbelievable that he would take us into this dark abyss.
I think this is actually indirectly and unintentionally my fault.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Eli's going to be employee of the month because he has the most fast food experience.
Yep.
I've worked at two fast food places, and now I'm the freaking.
I've only worked at one.
Me too.
So strap on that flare, boy, and get your balls ready.
Dude, I was young and dumb and full of hopes and aspirations.
That's not how that saying goes, and you know it.
Okay.
Dangles.
It's what's for dinner.
Yeah, anybody out there listening, slogan contest for Dangles. What do we put on what's the tagline for Dangles?
Well, think of the salt and pepper shakers and all the different, you know, stuff that can go to make that like a whole theme. I mean, it actually might be a successful thing.
Slogan, logo, and jingle.
Oh, who works at the Dangles?
Is it failed Chippendales applicants like Bales?
I don't know.
Well, I don't want to go there, but I just had a thought and
no.
I just had a thought, and it's wrong.
It is no time to push it any further.
But do you know where I'm going? Where I would go?
Problem.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Please explain.
I don't either.
Trannies.
Oh, what? What? Doc, did you know this is where it was going to go?
I think so.
That's disturbing that you guys are on the same page.
Well, we've lived together for so long. We're finally starting to cycle together. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
This wouldn't have happened if not for Doc and his, you know.
No. You brought up trannies.
No, it's, well, think about it.
I don't want to think about it. That's a completely different restaurant.
Dangles.
That's like surprise dangles.
Dangles. You can
have, do you take your mom there for her birthday? You know, hey, you take your dad to Hooters every once in a while, maybe. Hey, be like, come on, old man, let me get you out. You take your mom on the slide.
Well, no, yeah, you take your
we're just maybe mom's gonna pick out a nice shirt for me, and then you go drink margaritas at Dangles.
Could I have some extra mayo, please? Mom, no.
Yeah, it turns out your mom's a pervert, smacking the dudes on the ass. Be like, I can't live like this, man.
Or she shows up and everybody knows her name and you like her order.
What's going on?
Mildred, hey!
Scratch.